the other group said, why earth cannot, nature cannot be God? Said, because nature, there is always things new happen in it. So there is now rain, tomorrow night, day and night, day and night, summer, winter, new things happened. Okay? So if this is the case, if there is new things happening, there is new things happening, that means that the earth is not something exist, يعني, or something has no beginning. It has to be has beginning because there is new things happening in it. So it is itself a new thing. One day wasn't exist. That's the way they refute the idea of the atheist. They made this as a rule. Okay, they came to Quran, they found that Allah, sometimes he talks and sometimes not. And some he will come in the earth, but he didn't come before. They said the same concept. That means God, new things happen to him. That means God also must be a new things, and this is not acceptable. What's the result? Instead of going back to their own logic, to their own rule, and correcting it, no, they came to Quran and Sunnah and they cancel it. And they said, you know, this type of names and attributes, this type of Allah's actions, we have to cancel it. Anything related to His will is not acceptable. That's why there is no single Ash'ari believes in one of these actions of Allah, which is Allah do it whenever He wants and He doesn't want to do it whenever He doesn't want. They cancel it tamam. They said anyone believe in that, like Ahl Sunnah, they're not even Muslims. If they believe in that, because that means Allah is this and that. And they attack so much. Some of them were very harsh in this issue. This issue led them to also talk about Allah's talks and words, that He talks sometimes, He does talk sometimes. And that was the main issues. Subhanallah. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us, there is one day will come, people will leave the knowledge and they start talking about Allah. In a sense, he should, and go into these thing of details. And when that day comes, this is the corruption of the deen. And that's what happened. Those people start talking like that and argue. When they raise these doubts, Ahlul Sunnah must refute it. So more argument came to refute these ideas, to protect the religion. So it was in that time a very big fitna. طيب. The second stage, this is what Ibn Kulab used to teach and used to give, to write, and his letters, his teaching, all about this. The second stage, which was in the 4th century in Islam, Abu al-Hasan became a well-known figure in the Muslim world. And he did something, became so popular after it. You will note, inshallah, very soon. He accept what Ibn Kulab said about that Allah Azza wa Jal, He doesn't do things whenever He wants. But He said either He do it, either he did it in the past and He doesn't do it anymore. He said that's what it is. Everything He wanna say it, He said it in the past once, but He doesn't say it anymore. That's His solution was. Anything from His action done in the past, He doesn't do anything anymore. Nothing related to His will. But he accept, Abu al-Hasan, he accept and he said it clearly that he believes in Allah Azza wa Jal, hand, face, that He's above His throne, that He's on the throne. He said even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so many attributes, and he was in generally accepting Allah's names and attributes, or most of the attributes, except this type of Allah's action, this kind of actions. Abu al-Hasan also in that time came up with an idea himself wasn't able to understand it. That's why the Ash'aris have over 100 interpretations to this word. Everyone say this is the meaning, and the other said no, this is what it means. What was that thing? It called al-kasb. It called al-kasb. What is al-kasb? He looked at the argument between al-Jahmiyyah and al-Mu'tazila, which is I mentioned early today, and Allah's actions on the Qadr and the creed, and the human being's actions. One group saying, everything happened in this earth, Allah is the real doer, not you. When you kill you, Allah is the one who did it, not you. So Allah is everything, you are nothing. That's one group, one extreme. Another extreme came, said, no, Allah has nothing to do at all with you. Allah doesn't know anything about what's happening in the earth. Allah, He doesn't allow it. He doesn't know about it. He doesn't create it. He has anything to do with it. You create your own self, your own deeds. Another extreme. Abu al-Hasan came and saw the two opinions. He used to believe in the opinion which is that you created your own deeds and Allah didn't create it. But he changed his madhab later on when he rejected that madhab. And he came with something it called al-kasb. What is al-kasb? Al-kasb is, he said, we do things. But what we doing, it sounds, it looks like you doing it. But in reality, Allah is the one who doing it. He said, our actions, exactly like a person comes to a rock stuck between two mountains. You know, there's two mountains and there's a rock stuck in the middle between them. And you come underneath of it and you put your hand underneath the rock. It looks like what? Carrying it or holding it, but in reality or not. He said, that's what it is. The real doer in all of our actions, Allah. But he is not, you are not, but you are the picture. Allah used you as a shape to do what he wants. That's why you will be punished because you have role in it in the day of judgment. That's the best explanation he can give or his follower can give to this concept. And they said, based on that, there is nothing happened because of a reason. They said, when you put your hand in the fire, fire will not burn you. Huh? When you bring the knife and you cut the apple will not be cut by the knife. What's that? So who cut the knife? What cut the knife? What burned the hands? They said, no. It been burned when it came to the fire. It been cut when the knife touched the apple, but it didn't cut it, or the fire didn't burn your hand. All of this to run away from saying that there is anything has effect in the earth. They want to say Allah is the only doer in this earth. And everything, it is Allah, not anything else. I know, give you headache, but that's what it is. Sorry. مِمَّا يُقَالُ وَلَا حَقِيقَةَ تَحْتَهُ مَعْقُولَةً تَجْنُ إِلَى الْأَذْهَانِ. Three things people said in the history of Muslims has no meaning. الكسب عند الأشعري والحال عند البهشمي وطفرة النظامي. The كسب, which is الأشعري said, and there is another idea called الحال البهشمي, his معتزلي came up with, وطفرة النظام, there is a guy's نظام, he came with the idea called الطفرة, and these three things has no meanings. And by the way, some of them are exactly relative to some ideologies Western philosophers today are promoting without going to details. طيب.